Sunday, March 15th. This was a gray fog of a day. Lyndon apparently had caught a cold from the hot lights of the TV show, and for the first Sunday in many months, we did not go to church. About 3 o'clock, we went over to the EOB with Lindbergh to bowl. He beat us both very handily, although Lindbergh began to give him a fairly good run for his money. And then he took Jesse off for a swim. Jesse would not bowl with us. I think all day we were really in a state of tension and waiting, thinking that the program was going to, well, just imagining everything that could be wrong, every answer that would come out in a ugly light. Finally, at 6 o'clock, we gathered around the TV set as like a group going to an execution. At least that's the way I felt, and I wonder if Lyndon did. We were joined by Walter and Marge, Mr. and Ms. Deloach, and Jack and Mary Margaret. I think we all watched it with a rising heart. I know I did. Lyndon looked so strong and reliable and dependable. He looked very handsome, too. And his answers were better than I had thought they might be, lying awake worrying about them the night before. There could have been some more humor, some more change of pace, a little more lightheartedness, but I felt better watching it than I had any time anticipating it. Jesse stayed on, had dinner with us, and planned to leave early the next morning. It took a good deal of persuading, but I think we felt like we wanted our near and dear close to us. It's a lonely thing to be on TV in front of 180 million people. The questions had ranged from Vietnam and Bobby Baker to a possible choice for vice presidency and Lyndon's health. A great deal of it had concentrated on the changeover, the days immediately after November 22nd. They got in a bit about Lyndon's tenderness to criticism in the press, and a good part of it was on the war on poverty.